I loved what you also said about our current situation with the quarantine and with the pandemic and just all of it's scary. And I want to just use my voice to say that and validate that for people. It's frightening. It's scary. And we're relying on news. And what I would like to suggest, which I've done for myself, is to really temper that. And maybe, you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes in the morning, but then turn it off and direct your attention to the sunshine coming in through your window, or, you know, an audio book, you know, listen to a story, go for a walk and stay 6 feet away from anybody walking on the trail with you, but just turn it around. And we do have that choice, Georgian, right? Like, we have the choice to switch it, to turn it around.
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgianbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, Georgian Benta.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today with us, we have an actress, writer, director, and multiple award-winning audiobook narrator. She has recorded over 400 titles of all genres for various publishers, and she can be seen in an upcoming episode of Virgin River on Netflix. And I think it's so amazing that we got to meet in these times, because as I was telling her before going live, one of the things that have been very helpful for me and that I'm really grateful for are books, and especially audiobooks. The fact that even though I get to stay at home, and it might be a challenge at times, I get to go on adventures. I get to explore different worlds. I get to travel back in time and explore different parts of history or of fantastic history. And I think that's amazing. And it's an amazing gift that we have. And it's amazing that we have people that are doing this for us and are putting out this work. So welcome, Therese Plummer, to the Gratitude Podcast.
Oh, so extremely happy to be here. Thank you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And I'm really excited about this. And I think what your gift is amazing. Like, being able to entertain people, to give people new ways of experiencing their own life is something that's amazing.
Oh, I heard Oprah Winfrey say a bunch of years ago, our job on this planet is to find out what we're good at and then learn how to give that to people, give that back to people, give it back to the world. And so I appreciate your thoughts and your words so much right now. I'm part of a community of storytellers and actors that just work our butts off to bring these stories to life for you guys. And it's so fulfilling. It's so beautiful. It's especially right now, the state of the world and all of us being home and alone. It's such a healthy and beautiful escape. And I loved how you described it in the beginning of the podcast. It's you can just be transported in all different adventures, wherever you need to go. So it's a really amazing time to be a storyteller.
Definitely, definitely. And what I love about this is that you get to experience being another person. And it's very different from watching a movie or maybe even reading a book, because from my point of view, at least, you get much more immersed in the story, and you can just maybe even close your eyes and just go there and be there and experience how it is to be there. And I think that's such a blessing, and it's such a such a powerful thing to have, to be able to experience life from a different point of view. Maybe understand that you are quite blessed with the life you have, and maybe that you just have an experience of life that's very fulfilling, while the character is going through different kinds of challenges. I think that's such a wonderful thing to have.
Oh, that's you're putting it so beautifully into words and sentences. Sometimes I don't know how to put it into the best words. It's so nice to listen to you. But it is, and it's incredible, because I feel as if the stories find me. And I have been blessed to be a audiobook narrator for the last 15 years. And if I told you the kind of stories that come along at specific times in my life, and the characters I get to inhabit and bring to life and tell their story at specific times in my life, are so it's so symbiotic, it's so parallel, and it's incredible. I work through stuff in my personal life with stories that, and I truly believe the story finds me, and the producers and the directors will hear my voice in their head and they'll cast me for it. But I'm always pleasantly surprised when I get a job and I read the description and I say to myself, uh-huh. In the beginning, I'd be like, I can't believe that I'm doing this story. This is so perfect. And now I just trust. I trust the universe that the right story will find me and use my voice to tell it so that it can help somebody else.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And it might be a cliched question, but do you have a favorite character that you like to narrate?
I just finished. Okay. I love this question. I just finished a series for Podium Publishing, which is based in Toronto, Canada. And we recorded it in New York City. And it's a 6-book series. And I played such a kick-ass female protagonist with an apocalyptic world that was taken over by vampires. But I also got to play, like, all the women in this series were so strong and independent and so just, I don't know, so they weren't, you know, trying to be met. Like, they were just strong in their own femininity and in their bravery and in their courage. And just the cast of characters that go along with her were so cool. And so each one was so specific. And playing, my engineer and I adored this series. We had so much fun with it. So that was amazing. And books 1 through 4 are out now on Audible. It's called the Vampire World series by P.T. Hilton. And it's just, that's super fun. And then on the opposite side of that, I loved The Snow Child by Eowyn Ivey. And that's kind of an adult fairy tale. And being able to tell that story was so, or the writing is so absolutely beautiful. It was like a magical transformation. So I love kids' books, and I love fairy tales and fantasy, but I also love a kick-ass female protagonist that's killing vampires. So I'm all over the place. I'm all over the place.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I'm curious, what's your process? Like, how do you get into the shoes of a kick-ass female protagonist? Like, do you get into the shoes of the protagonist? Like when you read the script, or is it something that I don't know, happens as you go along? You create the character as you go along.
When I prep the book, I get a feel and a feeling in my body and my emotional body and physical body of who this character is. And so I attach to it. But once I'm in the studio and my script is all prepped and I know where the story's going and I know like who's who and what's what, the actor takes over and the world just becomes real in my four walls of my studio. And it's just me and a microphone, but every scene that's happening in the book is happening in my head. The movie's playing in my head and I'm creating all of it. And so the author's already done the hard work of creating the story and bringing it to life. My job now is to bring it emotionally, so it's a little movie in your earbuds. Not a little movie, but a movie in your earbuds. And the way that I do that is I'm a voice actor at that point. You can't see me physically, like wielding my sword and killing vampires, but what you can hear is the intensity. You can hear the fear. You can hear all of that stuff, hopefully being transported through my voice and through my characters. And so, yeah, my body will just inhabit the character and the protagonist in a whole new way once I'm in the studio. That's when it all, the magic happens. The work before is very important though, so I know what I'm dealing with before I even go in.
Wow. I love this this perspective. The fact that you get to actually embody that character. And I'm guessing that you chose this character also because you feel it's something that maybe it's already inside of you, a part of you, and it's a great way to get it out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I grew up one of eight kids and it was real. None of us are supporting characters. We're all the star. So in order to be heard or seen, you had to be really big and colorful. And a lot of times I just let, other people take the stage. But when I'm in my booth, I get to finally use my voice and be seen. My characters get to be seen in my listener's eye and in my listener's mind, but they get to hear my voice. And the fact that my voice gets to become such cool characters, whether it's like a little kid's book, which I'm doing, sorry for the segue, but I'm doing a story time right now for parents of little kids during this quarantine while my husband, who's the best guy ever, is building me a sound studio in the basement so I can continue narrating audiobooks. Because I need to continue telling stories. And what I realized is parents are with their kids all day now and they're kind of losing it. So I just set up my iPad and I grabbed a couple kids' books that I have. And I've just been doing a half hour story time for kids so their parents can go grab a shower, get a cup of coffee. And what I'm finding though is I am having so much fun doing this. I didn't realize, I think I might be getting more out of it than the kids are. So again, just, I know that was a segue from the original question, but I just wanted to say, like, it's just as fun for us as storytellers as it is for you as listeners.
That's amazing. And I think we would all love to know that you enjoy it as much as we do, because it just feels good knowing that what you're doing is fun for you as well. And I think we pick up on that and we feel that somehow. What I also wanted to ask you is if you have played characters that, like, I'm really curious how you would put into words, into acting, gratitude. Like, I don't know what comes to mind. Like, how would you interpret this in an audio form? I'm really curious. Maybe it's a stupid question, but maybe you have some kind of idea that's interesting.
No, there's no stupid questions. I want to make sure I'm hearing you right. So just say it one more time. How would I embody gratitude in the a booth? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, in a character, like how would gratitude sound from your point of view? Or maybe if you had some characters that were expressing gratitude
I love this question. Yeah, because it happens all the time. It happens all the time. I mean, there are scenes between people that get really vulnerable. And, you know, when, you know, people, especially even in relationships and romantic books or, you know, between sisters or between a husband and wife or between partners or a mother and a child, and they break through walls, right? Through emotional walls that are happening. And the way that I hopefully transport those feelings, the gratitude and the vulnerability through my voice is kind of how I'm talking to you right now. And it becomes soft and it becomes open. And it's just this intimacy that you hopefully will hear in your earbud from the character's perspective that just is soft and open and full of love. And again, my authors do the work for me in writing the story and creating it. So my character will be full of gratitude. And then from that line, I'm going to have to jump back into the narration, which is me telling you the story, and then jump back into the character, full of gratitude, she says, wrapping her arms around her mother. So you see, it's like a tiny little tweak of the character being present, and then slowly the narrator just kind of backing up and saying, here's what's happening in the scene. So that's, I don't know if I explained it super great, but I can do it a little bit better vocally. Did that make sense?
That made a lot of sense. And I was actually
connecting
this to an idea that I had. And hopefully at some point in the future, it will become a reality. I really love stories. And I was thinking about actually creating, I don't know, one or maybe a few stories, I don't know how that will work, about gratitude, and in which to be able to have characters that are going through an experience of learning about gratitude and experiencing gratitude in different ways. I think that would be very interesting.
Oh, the world needs it. Do it. It's talking to you for a reason. It's whispering in your ear for a reason. It needs to be heard. Please give it a voice and write it down.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Yes.
That's amazing. It's so wonderful how much we can actually get to people, like how deep we can go in this communication that's only in audio. And what I love so much about this way of communicating and about stories is that we can use our imagination. I think one of the things we are lacking as a society in these times is actually putting our brain into a creative mode. We have Netflix, we have the TV, we have all kinds of video content, and it's great. But I don't know if our listeners feel the same way, but sometimes I just feel fed up with just looking at something and my eyes are tired. And when I listen to a story, it's amazing. It's like just going into another world, and I think that's a blessing that we can experience this.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the oldest form of entertainment. You know, I remember learning about oral tradition, and you know, the first people sitting around the campfire and just telling stories about the hunting, and you know, and then those stories getting passed down, and then those stories getting passed down. And so, you know, just the fact that this is being so well received, and this industry that I'm blessed enough to be a part of is booming, is no surprise to me. It's not a surprise. It's stories, right? We all need them. And the greatest thing is that there's such a variety. There's everything for everybody. The sci-fi and the fantasy and the mystery thriller and the romance and the kids' books and whatever, wherever you want to go for that day, you get to be transported. And yeah, reading is still amazing. And that's still my number one. I love turning pages and I love snuggling down into a book and I love being excited that it's almost bedtime because I get to read another chapter and what's going to happen. But being able to listen to a story, having someone read it to you and tell it to you, oh, that's a whole nother level. I remember my dad coming in when my sister and I had to share a room and he would read us The Summer of My German Soldier. And each chapter, I remember just laying in my bed in the dark while my dad sat in a rocking chair and read this book to us. And that's exactly what happened. I was transported. I mean, all he did was read. I saw no pictures, but the whole movie was playing out in my head. And so if that's what I'm able to give someone else today, score. Win, hashtag winning. Because I forget, you know, and I don't know how my other storytellers feel, but, you know, we're in the booth and we're creating it, but the greatest thing is hearing back from the listeners about what it's like for them, because we're just by ourselves, like bringing this stuff to life. So when we hear feedback from you guys about what it's like, that for me, that's the best part.
That's amazing. Yeah. And I was also wondering, in your life, what are some things that make you feel grateful? Like when you have to narrate gratitude, do you think about something great that's going on in your life? Do you think about certain people maybe?
You know, that's such a good question. And I would do that if I was acting on stage or on TV. I would have to go back into my emotional bank and just kind of be motivated with my personal experiences. The difference with narrating an audiobook is that the author has created this story with the narration and the characters' lives. So I just dive right in and just become them. So if they're like, I don't have to search for the motivation so much that I would if I was acting out these characters on stage, because then you would need to see the gratitude and the joy being transported on my face and through my body and through my voice. But this way, I get to just inhabit everything in my heart and in my gut. And so when the words that are already written come out of my throat and out of my mouth, they have that emotional life already on there that hopefully transports to your ears. I'm not super eloquent putting what I'm trying to say into the words, into the best words. I hope what I'm saying is making sense. I'm trying. It's just, I think as an audiobook listener, I think you'll understand what I'm saying. It's honoring the author's words. And so whether the character is afraid, whether she's happy, whether she's confused or frightened, I honor all of that. And yeah, I have an emotional fountain of you know, personal experiences that I can that just naturally come out when I need them, right? And so that, as an artist and as an actor, is my gift, is just having a very full emotional bank to pull from.
Yeah, that was exactly what I was thinking, and I think you've put it beautifully into words. And just thinking about that, the fact that we can be in a small empty room and have so many experiences and so much emotional richness, it makes us think about what makes us happy, what makes us grateful, what are the things that we actually need to feel those things. Because if we have this emotional richness, if we have this these beautiful states that we're able to enjoy, we can feel rich as we are. Like, we really don't need much from the exterior to feel rich, to feel grateful.
Absolutely. I mean, gratitude, the fact that Dawn said I was doing a gratitude podcast, I just kind of looked up at the sky and I said, thank you. That's exactly what happened when I got her email. And gratitude is the thread and a practice that I involve myself in on a daily basis. And I know when I'm off the beam, because all that little stuff starts to bother me again, the little minutiae of life. And it's not to say having a gratitude practice, you know, makes me never annoyed or frustrated with the world, but it's such a beautiful pillow to fall back into anytime I need. And I've told people, they're like, I said, let's do a gratitude list. There's nothing to be grateful for. I said, oh, did your legs work to get you out of bed this morning? Yeah. Okay. Did your arms work to be able to start the coffee maker, to be able to get you your first cup of coffee? Well, yeah. Okay. So we're going to start there. Was your nose working? Could you smell the coffee? And then very gradually, just starting with the basics, right? My legs work. My arms work. I have legs. I have arms. My heart is beating. My breath is going in and out. When they told me, when I started to do a gratitude practice about 20 years ago, because there was nothing to be grateful for when I was a teenager, I was pissed off at everything, right? So this idea of being grateful, I was like, there's nothing to be. And I had someone teach me how to start from my feet all the way to the top of my head and start very simply and organically. And so I go back to that. And sometimes when my brain is just taking me too crazy places and I'm too far in the future or too regretting the past, to look down at my feet and be where I am. Just be right here, right now. And so I love that you have a podcast on gratitude. And I'm so thrilled that we're having this conversation, because this is the best. This is the bomb. This is the best. Oh, gosh.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And I love this simple exercise that we can all do. And it's such a great reminder. Like, even for me, I might think about other things that I'm grateful, but these simple things, like when you took us on this journey, it was so amazing to just realize that, yeah, we are able to smell that coffee, to move our hands, to get to where we need to be. I think it's such a gift. And also being aware of our breath, of our heart, the fact that it's beating. And also, I loved your visual about the pillow. I think it's such a beautiful visual for gratitude, something that you can just rest on. It's amazing.
Need to rest. I mean, even if we're not physically moving, I know that I live in a world where mentally we're all just racing. And before I learned about meditation and gratitude and breathing, I just, you know, and I have a brain that works really fast. And I'm grateful for that, because it allows me to inhabit up to 30, 40 characters a book and bring them to life. But when I need to slow down, I know. My poor husband has no idea who's coming home every day. But when I'm able to slow down and just be still, and I have tricks with this. I've developed a really good, we'll talk about that later. But yeah, it's very helpful. Very helpful.
I think it's an interesting thing here. if we look at what you just said with all of the characters and your husband, it's a situation in which we can either feel grateful if we would be in a situation in which your husband is, that you never get bored because it's always you never know who's gonna come home, or you mm-hmm. can be annoyed, or you can be complaining that you never know who is coming home.
Yeah. No, he loves it. He is fully entertained. He knows I'm the entertainer of the family. He's the builder. Thank God. He's saving my career right now so I can keep telling stories. Very That's blessed. Amazing. Very grateful for that. Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing. And I think that's the beautiful part. Like, there is a certain situation and we have the choice. We have a choice to either be grateful for what it is, for how it is, or either complain about it. And I yes. think that especially in this situation in which we find ourselves, we can either feel grateful that we have an amazing abundance of audiobooks and a number that's, I don't know, huge of stories and places we can go, even though we are not moving physically. Or we can think about the fact that we can't go anywhere. And I think it's a really interesting time. And I think we have this choice. And the way we will think about these moments is related to how we react, how we respond actually to this period.
Ooh, I loved what you just did there. You said how we react, and then you said how we respond. And that is my daily emotional workout, is learning to respond rather than react. I am an Irish girl through and through, and I love to react. When I was born, I was the fifth kid of 8 children, and my mother was so tired. She had 5 kids in 6 years. And so when I was born, they whisked me away to the natal unit, whatever it was. And my mother asked my father, she said, "Oh, how is she?" My dad said, "Whew, this one is full of piss and vinegar." And he was so right. He said, "Girl, you were just a little tiger cub from right at the get-go." And so learning to respond versus react, you know, and there again is the breath. I can respond if when the situation happens, I breathe, not just inhale, but exhale as well, and then act. It's a lifesaver. It's a lifesaver. And I loved what you also said about our current situation with the quarantine and with the pandemic and just all of it's scary. And I want to just use my voice to say that and validate that for people. It's frightening. It's scary. And we're relying on news. And what I would like to suggest, which I've done for myself, is to really temper that. And maybe, you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes in the morning, but then turn it off and direct your attention to the sunshine coming in through your window, or, you know, an audio book, you know, listen to a story, go for a walk and stay 6 feet away from anybody walking on the trail with you, but just turn it around. And we do have that choice, Georgian, right? Like, we have the choice to switch it, to turn it around. I think complaining and gossiping is the quickest way for two strangers to feel bonded. Just a terrible day. Yeah, all this weather. You know, it's a quickie. But what actually brings us together better and more in humanity is the gratitude and the peace. And what I'm learning is I don't always have to be talking. I love listening. And that's, I'm sorry, there's an airplane going on ahead. I don't know if that's getting picked up, but
no.
That's encouraging too. Maybe someone's going somewhere. But yeah, I just wanted to say that. I picked up on that when you made that quick change.
Yeah, I love that. I love that it's one of the things that I also care a lot about. And it's actually, there is an great book on this, Hardwiring Happiness. And it talks a lot about a lot about this, and it's very powerful. And I always love to recommend it. And yeah, when we get bombarded with all of this negative information, this frightening information, while some of it might be true, the angle and the fact that it gets us to feel all kinds of things that are actually bad for us, bad for our immune system. And we really need something that can take us out of this situation. And I think, I truly believe actually that audiobooks and podcasts are a great way of escaping in a beautiful way, in a creative way. Because one thing that I love about books and podcasts and audiobooks especially is the fact that they are actually helping us be more creative and have a better imagination. And we need this so much, especially if we want to create something in our life. We can use that imagination to visualize also good things that are going to happen. And if we have that muscle, it's much easier for us to do that, isn't it?
Oh, yes. And I love that you called it a muscle, because it is. It's a daily workout. It's an emotional, spiritual daily workout. You know, we work out our bodies. We work out our mouths talking all the time, but like, what about the emotional spiritual component, right? And that for me comes from stillness, nature, listening. Oh gosh, the AirPods are so amazing. I am just constantly listening to podcasts. And now that I found yours, on my walk today, I'm gonna listen to other interviews you've done, because just talking to you for this little bit today has been balm for my soul. I feel so good at this moment. I'm so grateful, but I feel really grateful. It's awesome.
That's amazing. I'm really glad that you feel this way, and it means a lot to me coming from you, and especially since I'm also not a native speaker of English. And that's amazing. And like you were saying, doing this constantly is so powerful for all of us. And I'm sure that we will get to think about this period in a beautiful way if we choose to look for these things and to enjoy these experiences that we have been given, we have been blessed with, and we can choose. I think it's something amazing that we're living today.
Yeah, I agree. Gratitude is a choice. And yeah, I agree 100%. Looking back, it's going to be so interesting, the stories that come out of this.
Exactly. Oh. it's really wonderful. Like you were saying, when you were talking about not just speaking, but also silence. Sometimes silence can say a lot, isn't it?
Yeah. When I moved to New York City, I was 26, and I was beating the pavement, trying to, you know, become a famous actress, and you know, going crazy and going 400 miles an hour. And I am a nature girl, and I remember crying when I first moved to the city because I couldn't find the trees. And the reality was I just couldn't find Central Park. But even when I found Central Park, there were so many people. So I found my mountain, and it was in Cold Spring, New York, and I learned I could take a train, Metro North, which if you got the right seat, you could follow the Hudson River all the way up to Cold Spring, which was about an hour ride out of New York City. And just that ride would start to calm my heart down. And then I would walk to the base of the mountain and I would hike my trail. It's about 3 hours. And I couldn't hear any taxis. I couldn't hear anybody screaming. I couldn't hear anything except the wind through the trees and the birds. Every so often you'd hear a horn from a train far, far away in the distance. And I could hear my breath as I climbed this mountain. And I loved it. And it just, I don't know why I'm getting emotional, but it healed me. And so I found myself going at least once a month, any season, to this mountain. And I still go to this day, you know, almost 20 years later, I still drive out there at least once a week now, maybe once every 2 weeks with the quarantine. But, and I hike my mountain and I smile the entire time. The entire time. It's weird. It's like a permagrin. I feel like the Joker, but not in a creepy way, but it's just my whole body and heart lights up. And so if you can find something like that for yourself, just a little spot, a little walk, a little place, it could be in your house too, but just that's sacred. And that's all yours. Nobody else's, just yours to go and replenish, heal. Be quiet, listen to you and to nature around you. And that's allowed me to continue being this performer for the last, since I've been 26. Jeez, God, I'm getting old, but it's awesome.
That's amazing. I think it's so interesting how many of the people that have been on the podcast, and including me, we had this idea that once we, I don't know, prove ourselves to the world or get to a certain place or something like that, we will feel a certain way. But sometimes it's these simple things, like just having the abundance to go to that beautiful place. That can be enough, and it can be so fulfilling that those other things just become very, very small.
And that's why I would go, because my brain would be haunting me in the city. You're not enough. You're never going to make it. Look at this city. Oh, you're not pretty enough. And all these auditions, you're not talented. I mean, it just would be so loud and so abusive and so painful that I just put my hiking boots on and would walk to the train in Harlem and just go. Because I didn't know what else to do. And I think about that too, that we intuitively know how to take care of ourselves if we will just listen. Yeah, and every single one of us has that. When I was on the set of Law and Order, it was my first TV acting job, SVU, every actor's, you know, break into the business. And thank God for Law and Order, gave all of us a job. But Mariska Hargitay was on set with me, and I was trembling, Georgian. I was like, oh my God, it's all happening. Mariska Hargitay, Chris Maloney. I was shocked. And I felt someone rubbing her hand on my back, and I turned around. It was Mariska Hargitay. And she said, in my ear, she said, "You have everything you need inside of you." And that day was pivotal for me. And it taught me two things. To embrace, like, I knew what she said was really important, even though I couldn't absorb it at that moment because I was shaking. And also how kind she was to me. This famous actress who's like doing this amazing show and she's still on it like 20 years later, 25 years later, took the time to whisper that in my ear. And it was a lesson for me. No matter where I am or who I am or what I'm doing, always be kind. And always have your hand outstretched for the next one trying to get in and do their scene. Just help and be kind. And so that's just what I do. Because the opposite, the jealousy and the competition, and don't get it twisted. My head likes to go there and is like, but it's it saps all energy. It saps all gratitude. And so for me, going back to the woods and going hiking literally is my medicine to get back on the right track, because this world, it's crazy, isn't it, Georgian? It's a crazy yeah. world.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not, I mean, if I could just live in a gratitude bliss bubble all the time, I would, but let's get real. Life is challenging. It's really hard. And working as an artist, it's at times it's feast and famine. And when it's famine, it gets scary and my head tells me stories. So these are just little tricks that I've learned. I hope I'm not talking too long.
No, these are beautiful and so useful, because many of us in different ways, we go through these things. And it's always great to hear a new perspective and to think about it and to maybe actually choose it from now on. But since you've mentioned someone that had a great impact in your life, are there other people that you're grateful for that you would like to mention?
I'm very grateful for my mom and dad, who have supported me no matter what. Even when I called them from Boston and said, I'm deferring from grad school, I'm going to go to New York to try to be an actor, they just had my back 1,000%. So I'm incredibly grateful to them. My mom helped me get into audiobooks. She just kept telling me over and over again, what a great storyteller I could be, I am, and could be. And, you know, I ignored her for a while because I didn't think that was real acting. And thank God I finally listened, because it's been amazing. And I also would like a big shout out to Kristen Dagnan, who was my dance teacher in college. Kristen Dagnan Boone, who gave me the keys to the studio and said, I can tell you need a place to let it out. And I could go there anytime I wanted and put on my music and just dance. And coming from a house with so many siblings, was amazing and beautiful, but also very loud and chaotic at times. And I just needed my own space. And Kristen, you gave me that space and you allowed me to just be free. And I will never, ever, ever have the amount of words of how grateful I am for that, and for you to continue to give people the room and the space to just dance and be free with their bodies. So thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Wow. Oh, I love it. And yeah, moms are great.
Yes.
I've had similar experiences with my mom, and I think she is one of the reasons why I am doing this podcast. The fact that she also loved reading books and stories, and just doing that, and like with intonation and everything. For me, that was love, and I think it's what I'm doing as well. Like, I'm expressing that love that she has given me with the world. And I think it's an amazing gift that we've been given through our mothers.
I love that. I just saw her with you as you described that. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, good. So it's been an amazing experience having you on, and it felt so good, like reconnecting to an old friend. And I'm really happy that we did this.
Me too. I felt the exact same way. I was like, please don't end the interview, but let's stay friends off the podcast too, please.
Definitely.
You just are such a light. You are such a light, and absolutely, absolutely so grateful that you are doing this podcast. And I don't know, I feel amazing right now.
I'm really happy.
So great.
I'm really happy. This is actually my secret plan to not just get listeners to feel more grateful, but also the people that I interview. And It's one of the things that I wanted to do since the beginning. So I'm really happy that you feel this way. And since
we're nearing the end, what a gift to the world. Yes.
I wanted to ask you, where can our audience find you? Where can our audience find some of your books? Also, yes. Maybe your YouTube channel where you can help our audience with their kids.
Yes. Oh, that's so awesome. So I am at www.thereseplummer.com, thereseplummer. And my YouTube channel is tplummer76. Let me make sure that that's right. I'm checking it right now. Yeah, that's right. At tplummer76. On Instagram, I'm at Plummer Therese, and I'm on Facebook, and I'm on LinkedIn. Just, you can stalk me, friend me. I will talk to you. It's awesome. And yeah, guys, if you have little kids, you can watch. I have about 3 videos up on my YouTube channel, and listen, they're all yours. They're about a half hour long, so you can go have your cappuccino or go take a shower, whatever you need. But it's my little love and service to you right now. And yeah, just hang in there. Everybody hang in there. We're all doing amazing right now. I know this is a really scary, challenging time, but we're kicking ass.
Exactly. I love the message. Thank you once again so much for doing this and for all of the things that you're doing for all of us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Gratitude Seeker, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day or maybe even their life much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.